Hey guys, it has been much too long. It has been a month since we've recorded A Wrinkle Sheets, and I appreciate you sticking with us and listening to the new one. So to reward one of our listeners, especially one of our cross listeners, somebody that listens to the Remasculate podcast and the Wrinkled Sheets podcast, I'm going to give you guys a chance. If you're in Denver, I should be specific with this. If you're in Denver, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the new Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart movie called Get Hard. Yeah, because I want you to get hard with us. Here's what you need to do. You need to send me an email at McGrew@MSN.com. That's McGrew@MSN.com. And you can win a pair of VIP reserve tickets to go see Get Hard on March 23rd at 7 p.m. in Denver. All right? Come on. Toughen up. Get hard. And get to sending me an email at McGrew@MSN.com for your chance for that one VIP pair of tickets to the new Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart movie, Get Hard. Okay, now let's get on with the latest podcast.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. Are we singing again?
Yes. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
You know, none of the other podcasts that I listen to
have a song.
Force their co-host to sing.
Well, if you would just come down here and record it and get it done once and one and done.
Do we have auto-tune? Where's the Taylor Swift app on our new computer?
Oh, yeah. Are you saying she can't sing? You're right. Thank you. But we're back. It's been over a month, and I can't believe you've waited this long to record again.
I know, right? I could do Wrinkled Sheets all by myself.
I really thought that you would at least at one point go, hey, he's out of town. He hadn't been able to do it. But I just wanted to let you guys know we love you and keep listening.
I'm sorry. You got to provide directions sometimes when it comes to that stuff.
I just thought you might do it. Well, you've done it for other podcasts.
No, I haven't.
Didn't you do it for Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine? I think you did
it by
yourself.
No, I did like a 30-minute, when my co-host used to be the same co-host every week and she was gone a few weeks in a row, I think I sat down for like 20 minutes and tried to record on my own, and it only got to 20 minutes.
And you're like, okay, I'm done.
All right, now hiring.
Oh, I'm behind on my podcast too, Remasculate.
Oh, yeah.
So at one point I did. And it didn't go out to everybody because I just did it on Spreaker because you can do it, you know, you can record in Spreaker.
But there's no editing.
No. So I just did on my Spreaker.
It's all raw.
I did a, hey guys, sorry about this.
Slacker.
It's been a while. I'm slacking. But for you Spreaker listeners, I'll be back as soon as I can. I did one of those. But we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and got, tonight, let's start this by saying we went and got Culver's Burgers.
Yes.
A new Culver opened up in Parker, Colorado, where we live, and we went and tried Culver's.
And it was really good.
It was really delicious.
Cheese curds rock.
That was your first time for cheese curds. What do you think?
Amazing. Fried cheese is always okay.
Always good. So we recorded earlier of us eating.
So you'll get to hear that.
Yeah, I'll put that in here.
How about right now?
Should I put it in right now?
Right now.
Okay, right now. All right. This is our first Culver's Butter Burger. We're opening the bag, got our boxes. We got, what was it?
The Bacon Deluxe.
The Bacon Deluxe. And you got cheese curds, and I got onion rings with mine. So here we go. We're going to do our taste test with Culver's
Bacon Deluxe.
Yeah, that. Pretty tasty.
It is.
This is your first one ever. What do you think?
I like it. I'd go back.
You would?
Uh-huh. And it's within like a mile of the house, so that's a problem in a good way.
Not a real problem. But is it as good as In-N-Out Burger? That's our scale.
No.
What?
Do you think it is?
I would like to do it taste side by side.
Let's make that happen. In-N-Out Burger needs to come to Colorado.
Please do. Let me take another bite. This is delicious. Now,
wait for it.
You got to remember.
What do I have to remember?
That we went and got them, brought them back, and we're eating them. So is there a difference when you get one immediately and sit down?
I don't know. This is my first one.
Oh, well, you have to think about it, though.
Well, in an Out Burger, that's what we typically do.
No, because we rarely eat, get home. A lot of times you're eating your car or eat on the way home or...
I guess you're right.
So, I'm going with this is great.
Is it as great, though?
I don't know. I think it has its own taste. There's something about its own...
It is Culver's. Thank you for coming to Parker, Colorado, of all places.
Let me chew into the microphone.
That's awesome. People want to... They do want to hear that. And I got a chocolate shake, and it's pretty awesome. You can watch our vlog to watch the whole experience.
It's very thick. Your shake is very, very, very thick. Like, you can't hardly suck it thick. You can talk while I'm chewing.
I was chewing.
Oh, okay.
I had a cheese curd in my mouth. Should we hit pause and
let's hit come pause back to and this come podcast? Back. Yeah, let's eat.
Okay.
And that was it. That was us eating the Culver Burger.
So I bet everyone that's listening is now, I'm hungry, assholes.
The Butter Burger. Well, when we pulled up to the sign, because there says the Butter Burger, and then the Deluxe Bacon Burger. Is that what it said? Mm-hmm. And you were like, are they the same thing? I don't know. Should we just get a Butter Burger? Because that's what we...
I was way overwhelmed. I was very happy you weren't vlogging, because I felt like a bit of a mentally challenged person.
Well, you kind of sounded like it when you went, what kind of flavors for shakes do you have? And then she starts going, vanilla, chocolate, Butterfinger.
And you're like, never mind, we see it on the menu.
It's right there. It's right in front of your face.
You know what? I was overwhelmed by the new experience.
I was too. I was overwhelmed to see that they had more than burgers.
They have fish and chips.
They have fish and chips. I'll be back for fish and chips. I shouldn't even be eating that. No, it's so off my diet. Bad. Is it bad for us?
Yeah,
it's just a lot of calories.
There's a lot of fat.
And the bacon was so good, though.
Bacon has a lot of fat. Bacon is always good, though.
We just need to start putting everything into the Nutribullet and turning it into a shake, and that gets rid of the fat, right? If you liquefy it in the Nutribullet, it becomes healthy.
Right. I don't think so. I tried that whole Nutribullet thing. I juiced.
Uh-huh.
Remember? It was right before you left.
And you got dizzy and sick.
Yeah, it was too much sugar.
Well, you're putting too much of just fruit.
And that's why I'm not a fruit fan.
Why's that?
Because it...
Why's that?
Because I love my sugar, but too much of it, and my body is like, uh-uh. Like the Slim Fast shakes. They're supposed to make you lose weight. There's too much sugar in them. Mm-hmm. So I get crazy headaches that make me want to die. And this is what that felt like.
A crazy headache that you wanted to die.
Yes. I don't get migraines. I feel bad for my girlfriends that do. Like, typically around that time of the month, I have girlfriends that they get crazy migraines. And I'm like, thank you, Lord.
You might get them now, though. Now that you've brought it up and bragged, you might be getting...
No, my mother always said I was blessed. Because I don't get the cramps, either. I just get a little cranky.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. When we first started dating, you were like, I can't even tell.
Oh, sure I can. I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I can always tell.
There's a lot of things that aren't as they were when we first started dating. We're going on 5 years.
Really?
3 months from now. No pressure.
I was trying to remember. I saw something that made me think of... it was something about me wanting to go to Red Lobster because the commercials have really gotten to me. The Lobster Fest, because I laid in bed and I kept seeing all the Lobster Fest commercials.
Where is the closest Red Lobster? I don't even know.
It's over here by the mall.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Because I really, and somebody said, why do you want to go have rubber lobster? I go, it's not rubber lobster. It's just, you know, some people either love Red Lobster or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've never not liked it. Have you?
No. It's never as wonderful as my head. The commercials make it look fabulous. And you show up and the cheddar biscuits are fabulous.
Fabulous. And the shrimp is good. I mean, I've never felt like I had a disgusting meal.
No, no. It's not disgusting. It's just not as amazing as it appears
as
on TV.
Like maybe fresh seafood.
Right, right. We don't live on the coast.
So you have to kind of deal with the fact that that's...
Right.
So anyway, somebody said that, and I thought, no, you know, it's good. It's always been good. And then somebody wrote, it's a lot like, now I can't even remember what I was going to say. I hate when that happens. It's something about, it's kind of like when you're dating, how it's, forget it. I can't even think of it now.
You pull it up in your history?
I would. I can have to, but you would have to keep talking while I look.
So you got the iPhone 6 Plus.
And it's too big. It's too big. I have to use both hands.
That's what he said.
That's what she said. Unless you're a gay guy and then he said it. But
So you've had this phone for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Well,
and you hate it because it takes two hands.
Yeah. Like I told you, I can't even.
You need a better case on that thing.
I got the good case. It's a rubber rounded
case.
It's not super great, but I can't even find it now. This is ridiculous. Nobody wants to hear this podcast. I'll be looking through my.
No, you're fine. I'm trying to talk about your new phone and how you hate it. So I've had the 6 Plus for about twice as long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like 10 times as long as you, because you've had it for 2 weeks. And I love it. It is an adjustment. You can't text and drive, which you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Right.
And I have to lock the rotation because, well.
It spins too much on you?
It likes to rotate. I don't know why. Maybe because it's so big. Maybe I move it more. I don't know. But I really enjoy it. I don't know that I could ever go back to a small phone again. And I think if you give it a couple more weeks, you'll be fine.
All right. I'll give it a couple more weeks. I can't find what I'm looking for.
That's cool. But anyway, you've been having pain. You've been having iPhone user pain in your arms. Like, it's intense from what you describe.
Yes. I've been having, like, in my shoulder and in my arm, it's like just pain. And I can't.
And the doctor said it was from the iPhone.
Yes. Most likely from the iPhone. Not the iPhone Plus. But I think the iPhone Plus, since it is bigger and heavier, it makes me, like, stretch my fingers more, that I've been affecting the carpal tunnel.
So have you thought about maybe reducing your use of your phone?
Who thinks about that?
I do.
Right. Once I put my phone in my pocket and I didn't touch it for 5 minutes, that's amazing.
My phone was on my desk for a good 4 hours today and I wasn't at my desk.
Well, I know, working. I mean, but most people that have the phone have it in your hand. If you're walking around, you see everybody at the mall. I mean, they're just holding it. So I don't know. I gotta figure out something. I don't want to sit on it because I hear they bend.
Don't put it in your pocket. It's too big to put in your pocket.
It fits perfectly in my back pocket, like a wallet. But then you're gonna sit on it.
That's not good.
But it is too big for the front pocket.
So you hate the iPhone 6 Plus. That sucks, man. Maybe you should go back to a flip phone.
What are you?
You're not cool enough for the 6 Plus. You're being sent back to the flip phone.
I would rather be caught eating a booger than using a flip phone.
But the flip phone didn't give you arm pain.
That's true. Anyway. And I did talk today. I did another radio show. I was a guest on Angie Austin's show.
You're cheating on me?
Mm-hmm. And she had the chiropractor, the doctor, on. And I asked him about my arm because I said I was going to go to get a massage because of my – and he goes, oh, yeah. We call it iPhone neck. I go, what? He goes, because people sit with their heads down up so much that it pulls on the muscles or it pinches a nerve, and then that can affect your back or your...
So what I've been told to do is throughout the day is look up at the ceiling and hold that for like 20 seconds and do that several times throughout the day, and it's supposed to help.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
That That is not... You did not bend enough. Like all the way back.
All the way back? Stretch
back? Can you even bend all the way back?
Like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's why my back hurts all the time.
I could see that. Yeah.
I don't know. Too many years of sitting at a radio mic.
You did that for 12 years?
Yes. The 12 years is a lot of time for your body.
How many hours a day?
Oh, that was
like four.
Four a day.
People are going to slap you.
Because they sit at computers all day long.
So we had some food that was really good. I found some food that was awesome, but it no longer exists.
What is this?
I have a list. Are you ready for list?
I'm ready.
The Jell-O pudding pops. Did you know they no longer make those?
No, I don't think I did.
I loved those. And Chocolate, I'm
vanilla,
sad.
Swirl.
Yeah. Planner's cheese balls. Did you know they didn't make those anymore? Do you remember those?
They're no, because like, I think we still feed those to the dogs, don't we?
No.
We get dog versions of the cheese balls.
I don't know.
Balls.
I haven't eaten them. Do they taste similar?
I've been afraid. I wanted to try one because they look the same, but I haven't. But they come from Petco, but they look like
cheese
balls.
That's a vlog opportunity.
Well, it might be.
Yeah? Yeah? Another thing, food. Okay. My phone hates me because it's on one of those websites, and these websites need to stop. But where you click the next, and the next is very close to an advertisement, so then it
pops up.
So
you get the
up.
Ad yeah. instead of the actual next story. Uh-huh.
Butterfinger BBs. They don't make those anymore.
Oh, I used to love those. Just a little tiny brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crispy M&Ms. But I just saw a commercial where they're back. Remember, have you seen the little M&M commercial? And the guy's like, the little M&M singing.
I know people had to hear that. I think the dog just laid down up there and you heard a kunk. I hope that's what it was. I hope he didn't just fall over with a heart attack upstairs.
So I think Crispy M&Ms are back. I don't know. But they were discontinued for a while. Another thing is the Ecto Cooler.
Was that from Ghostbusters?
If you're a child of the 80s, one of the common items in your lunchbox was Hi-C's Ecto Cooler with the picture of Slimer on
it.
Yeah. Look at you.
I do remember that. But I haven't seen it in so long, I didn't know. Some of these stuff you just don't see, so it's out of sight, out of mind.
Taco Bell Lunchables are dead.
But the new Taco Bell Sriracha Quesarito is back.
And you liked
it. It was so good.
Another thing they no longer make is Pepsi Blue.
Thank goodness.
I never had it. What did it taste like?
I don't remember what it tasted like, but it didn't last long. It was one of those. Remember when they did all those Pepsi Blue, Pepsi Clear, Pepsi?
I loved Pepsi Clear.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
It was just looked like water, right?
Yeah, it tasted similar to Sprite, but sweeter.
I don't think I ever. I must have tasted it when it came out, but I don't remember it.
I see you being that person. Apple Newtons are no longer made. I didn't even know Newtons were still being made.
Fig Newtons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The big Fig Newton!
Dr. Pepper gum?
Squirt gum. That was that. I had that.
I don't remember it. They don't make Squeezits anymore.
I don't remember Squeezits.
Yes, you do. They were the beverage. You twist off the top. It was in a plastic bottle and you just squeeze it in your mouth.
No.
It was like a Kool-Aid. No. Okay.
I don't remember that at all.
French Toast Crunch. Intended to look and taste similar to Cinnamon Toast Crunch. French Toast Crunch was launched in 1995. And then in 2006, General Mills discontinued it.
Aww.
I don't even remember that. Was not on my radar.
I sort of remember that because I was a big fan of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The Wonder Ball.
What was that?
It went through a roller coaster of changes during its run, but was ultimately discontinued. It was originally called the Nestle Ball. And contained small plastic toys, but was pulled off the shelves when kids started choking on the toys in 1997.
Oh, that was probably their version. There's another foreign, like a Japanese candy that does that. A little egg that has a gift inside.
And then it was re-released in 2000 with candy inside. And in 2004 was sold to Frankfurt Candy and Chocolate Company, which discontinued the Wonder Ball permanently.
So somebody bought it
and then discontinued it.
We'd like to spend millions... And then stop doing it.
And then the last thing, Oreo O's cereal.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, I guess it was Oreo type cereal.
That'd be tasty, though. It would be little tiny Oreos.
Speaking of Oreos, they're coming out with all these crazy flavors. We tried the red velvet.
That was delicious.
I went to my dad's and he had the berry. Ew.
Like blueberry?
It was just berry flavored Oreos. Mm-hmm. I didn't try it. I've seen peanut butter. It was like a purpley color, like berries.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen peanut butter. I've seen s'mores.
What would you like the flavor to be?
Red velvet was good. I'm not an Oreo fan. I like it Oreo ice cream, but I don't like the actual cookie. But those red velvet ones, they didn't last long.
Is it too much cookie? Why don't you just twist off one top, one layer?
Oh, look at that.
That's what I always did. That's what most people do.
I like the middle part. The best.
Just the filling?
Yes.
Just lick it off. That's what a lot of the kids would do, would just lick it off because they didn't like the cookie.
Right. But that was wasteful, so my parents didn't let me do that. Shut up. You have that face. What are you thinking?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So today is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, world.
If you listen to this tomorrow, happy St. Patrick's Day yesterday. I'm just pointing that out. I'm not saying that we're doing that. I'm just saying.
Okay. I found 10 things that most people don't know about St. Patrick's Day that I thought I might share, but maybe not.
No, please do.
Because it's going to be irrelevant tomorrow?
No, because we're recording it today. I knew you were going to take it like that.
This is our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yeah.
We're not drinking beer.
You're drinking wine, though.
I am.
What kind?
Red velvet cupcake wine.
You and your red velvet?
I know, it's a problem. So did you know that Patrick wasn't even his real name? When St. Patrick was born in the late 4th century. You don't hear about the 4th century very often. His name was actually Maewyn Sukat. According to IrishAbroad.com, he was given the name Patritus when he was ordained into the Catholic priesthood. And he wasn't Irish.
What was he?
Though St. Patrick is most associated with his work in Ireland, he wasn't even born in the country and neither were his parents. He was born and raised in Roman Britain. In what historic UK believes would be modern-day Wales.
Oh.
St. Patrick may have been involved with slavery. Shame, shame. Historical accounts of St. Patrick's life typically include tales of him being abducted at 16 years old and sent to Ireland to work on a farm as a slave for 6 years. So
he was a slave. Yeah. It wasn't like he was into slavery. He was actually a slave.
Right.
Yeah. I read a thing about that a while back that because people seem to forget about the Irish slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually a whole article that I read that they would go to Ireland and get slaves like they would in Africa. People would just go to Ireland and steal young children and bring them back to the UK and make them their work slaves.
Wow.
I didn't even know that existed until I read this article.
I didn't either until right now. Now I know. Sales of alcohol used to be illegal on St. Patrick's Day. This one seems sort of hard to believe given how times have changed, though St. Patrick was not well known when he died on March 17th in the 5th century. Tales of his work spread after his death, and he was honored with a religious holiday. Due to Irish law regarding religious holidays, the sale of alcohol was prohibited on St. Patrick's Day. The law was repealed in the 1970s.
So how did we go from it being against the law to let's get so drunk we puke on ourselves?
I don't know.
It really is the worst holiday for drinking.
It is.
It's just people just get totally
smashed.
Green beer smashed, drunk, drink till you can't find
your
way home.
The American Cinco de Mayo.
Did they do that on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, have you not like seen the Cinco de Mayo festivities from afar?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We used to live up in your old neighborhood. Was that where you used to see it? I'm serious.
I heard about the things on Federal Boulevard, but I never partake even went up. I was told to avoid.
Yeah, because that's what I heard too. That the Cinco de Mayo parade was just crazy, out of control, just. Right.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick wore blue, not green. Over time, the holiday grew beyond merely honoring St. Patrick and eventually became a day to honor Irish heritage as well. Because green was the color used to represent Irish independence, it eventually became associated with St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick did not literally chase snakes out of Ireland.
No.
No, one of the most common accounts of St. Patrick's story is that he effectively chased all of the snakes out of Ireland, as evidenced by the fact that there are no wild snakes there today. We should move there. However, this would have been an incredibly easy task for him, as there was no snakes in Ireland prior to his arrival.
Yeah, because it's an island.
Mm-hmm. So snakes are cold-blooded and rely on heat from the sun to stay warm, and Ireland's climate is much too cold to support them.
So he just randomly got credit for it.
Right. Shamrocks were used to teach about the Holy Trinity.
Because the three leaves, the Father,
yes.
Son, the Holy.
Yeah.
Now, what's the fourth leaf? Is that just, now that's four, the good luck comes into play.
Four-leaf clovers, which are widely considered to be lucky, are merely caused by genetic mutations in the plant. The mutation affects about 1 in 10,000 cloves. My grandmother was amazing at spotting them.
Really?
Amazing.
I used to get on my hands and knees, seriously, as a kid, and just go through clover and, like, never find one.
Yeah.
Did you ever find
never,
one?
Never. But grandma could, like...
She could just, like, walk down, like, oh, look, there's one.
Yeah. And my grandfather was born on St. Patrick's Day, which I always thought that was a cute little coincidence.
Oh.
The first St. Patty's Day parade was in the United States. I'm not shocked. I don't think Ireland actually celebrates St. Patrick's Day like we do. Erin Go Bragh translates to Ireland forever.
I thought it was Erin Go Brawless.
Nope. That's only in your past.
Oh, that's only in my imagination.
Tales of leprechauns have been around for centuries.
I think that's because they're based in the truth.
Leprechauns are typically portrayed as tiny men with bad attitudes and obsession for stealing gold.
Don't you?
Are you a leprechaun?
No. What do you say? I'm a tiny little man. Wow. No, I just think that some of those things that are like that are like those traditions. There must have been something somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was like one small person that did it one time. You know,
right. I mean?
One tiny little man one time broke into a house and then it became legend or something.
Yeah, you never know. People get bored, I think, and make things up and then they spread.
What would you make up? What story would you like to? Have you ever had a story idea that you wanted to?
I haven't. Is that weird? Does that mean I'm missing something in my creativity world?
You've never, like, when you were even a kid playing in your room, you didn't create like a story?
Yeah, but I don't think I recall any of them. Do you? Okay, now I don't feel bad, because I thought you were going to, like, pop one out, like,
no.
Bam.
No.
I remember pretending, playing make-believe with things, but nothing that I can be like, yep, that's what I did.
Did you play alone in your room? Were you one of those that would just, yes. like, make your Barbie fly? And
I loved playing teacher.
How do you play teacher? You set your dolls up in a row and...
You pass out homework assignments and pick them up and grade them and...
Well, who... Who did the assignment that you could grade?
It was make-believe, babe.
Oh. Oh. So you would like, are you finished with your homework?
Yes, I am. And yes.
You did?
Yeah, you didn't do that?
No, I never.
You were a middle child. You had people to play with you.
No, I played basically by myself because my brother was older and didn't want me around because they never want the little brother around. My sister was younger and she was a girl, so all I did was annoy her. So basically, I lived in my own little world.
You still do, don't you?
Still do. And I wasn't even allowed in my sister's room because she hung a sign that said, no boys allowed.
And your parents let that happen?
Yeah, for quite a while, yeah.
Oh, see, my parents were like, nope, your brother can go wherever you can go.
Well, that's not...
Let him be... Oh, it was horrible. My friends hated him because we had to include him in everything.
How much younger is he than you?
4 years. So we never went to high school together, which was good. But yeah, it was annoying because he was...
Did you have to drag him around though? Like, take your little brother with you. Are you going to the Dairy Queen? Take your little brother with you.
Yes. Yes.
My brother would ditch me. He would. My parents would say,
take him with you.
And he'd be like, all right. Oh, run back in the house and get my ball glove. And then they would drive off.
Oh, I would get grounded. Your parents were not very strict.
Oh, they would say, don't do that again. Okay. And then, you know.
They'd be like, no, you can't. Even I was talking to my friend Monica recently, and she's like, we hated your brother because of that. I'm like, yeah. Because
he had to follow around?
Yeah.
Was he a goofy little follow around? Or?
No, thinking back, no, he was just an obnoxious little brother.
Do you remember anything that he did?
That he did? No, he was quiet. He would sit there. He was well-behaved.
But he just felt like he was...
I was just like, ugh, I did not want him around.
Well, that's kind of creepy now that you mentioned that.
What?
That he was just sit there and quiet. That's
well, he wanted to be... He didn't want to feel left out.
Well, I understand. But as far as making other people feel weird, if he was just there...
No, he wasn't creeping.
Well, I don't... But say... Do you see what I'm saying, though? That
right.
If you're just there and you're just quiet and you're... That can make other people like, what the hell does...
I always
he never
saw
talks,
him as being
there?
A spy. Like, he's going to tell mom and dad what we're talking about, what we're doing, and we might not be doing exactly things that we should be doing, you know, right?
Did he ever spy? Did he ever tell on anything?
I don't think so. He was a good, my opinion is probably jaded now because I love my little brother and we're like really good friends.
Shucks.
And I wish he lived closer.
Oh.
Your sister lives a mile down the road and you see her twice a year.
I know. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
No. If my brother was here, it'd be like monthly barbecues or something.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. Oh, no. No,
I have
no.
It'd be like, perfect world.
Would you tell your brother, like, just to call next time before he drops by?
He wouldn't be like that. Wow. You haven't even met my brother, and you're making assumptions as to how he is.
Well, I know, but just say, because from you saying him being a creeper when he was little to now, you know, you can't just have somebody sitting
Carl,
around your
if
house.
If you ever listen to this, remember, he's a stand-up comic. My family hasn't even met you, and you're like, wow.
What? I'm just going by what I'm told from you.
You're taking bits and pieces and turning them into crazy facts.
I've been sitting next to you while you've been on speakerphone.
Stop! Oh my gosh. My brother's very soft-spoken. He doesn't have he's not a man of many words.
See how it feels?
Uh-huh. You would like if I were a little bit more like that, I think, some days.
Quiet?
Yeah.
No, I'm all...
Sometimes you glaze over and you're like, you're not listening to my rambles. Well...
Well, most of your rambles consist of, let me tell you about my day in the cubicle. And you go, oh my God, here we go.
I'm sharing my world with you. You leave me alone for 3 weeks. Was it 3 weeks?
Yes. Then I come back and then like, you're never going to believe what happened in my cubicle.
I have to download, man. I have to be, and so-and-so, and about.
That's what you're supposed to have a co-worker girlfriend for. That's what, that y'all just get together
one
and
day
bitch
I called
and
you.
Bitch and bitch.
I called you and I was venting about something and I was like, it'd be really nice to have you here to vent to. And you're like, butterfly can listen. That was the worst F you, screw you, I don't want to listen to your BS moment ever. I was like, all right.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but I was saying sometimes when you want to really vent.
The dog doesn't.
But sometimes you just want to get it out to somebody. Don't hold it in. It's kind of like the old Native American thing of going and digging a hole in the ground and shouting everything you're mad about, mm-hmm. and then covering it up. It's getting it out of your system so it doesn't eat at you.
Right. And I think a lot of my venting to you about things that might be frustrating me in the world is to kind of help you understand why I might not be in the best of moods. Like, I don't want you to think I'm just a horrible witch. I have a reason behind my mood. This uh-huh. isn't me typically. I'm a happy, upbeat person.
So you're saying you should stop for drinks every day when you leave work before you come home.
Because I need liver problems. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
No, I'm not. I'm just joking with you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, if you would just... It's coming home with a, and you do, I'm not saying you don't, but to come home with a, yay, I'm home, you know.
I love coming home.
Yeah, but have that attitude of, yay, I'm home, what are we doing? A lot of times you come to the door of the bag and go, you're never going to believe the day I had today. And you're like, okay, tell me about the day you had.
I have only done that a few times, and that was intense days.
Yeah, but you are never going to believe the day I had today. And what did you do today?
Okay. Okay, we can address this. Do you want to address this?
No, not on the air.
You leave town and all of a sudden all this stuff you haven't done comes to light. Like, hey, remember when you were going to get the dog shots? Oh, I have to go to Kansas City for work. Well, you're out of town. We might have to board the dogs, but in order to do that, I have to get all the shots. One. That was one example.
Uh-huh.
There's.
Well, we should explain that for people listening. Is that the dog's shots had expired.
By 2 months. Not crazy.
Not crazy.
We're not like, neglecting our puppies.
No, but you go to board them and they're like, oh, do they have their rabies and their. I go, yeah.
No.
No, wait. I ran out and get the paperwork. No, they did just expire. Oh, man.
And you're out of town. So you have to
stay on top of those kind of things.
And I'm getting 4 days notice that I'm going out of town for a week. And I'm like, crap. Ah, you were supposed to do this.
Well.
Thankfully, your superhero of a sister stepped in and she dog sat for us.
Yay.
So no shots were needed. Yay. And Butterfly was okay with that.
Well, the dogs would have loved today. That's why I left the back door open for them to go.
Beautiful day
to go in and out. And I was watching people today, enjoying today.
Watching people? We don't have a good view from our house.
Well, as I was doing my errands.
Okie dokie.
You know, like running to the bank and stuff like that. I was noticing that people were out today. It was one of those days that
they've been out the last week. Yeah, people are running. Makes me feel fat.
I saw the bike riders. That was what I was going to go with this.
Okay, talking, Jane.
No, that's okay. It's that I saw the bike riders and it reminded me, like, oh, we haven't been on our bikes in a while.
Mm.
And then I got to thinking about, oh, I know why, because the last time we rode the bikes, you tried to kill me.
We're going bike riding soon. Maybe Friday.
She made me go
10 miles.
12. It was 12 miles. 12. Get that right. 12.
We
rode for a few miles, and you're like, did you feel like you want to do a little bit more? Yeah, why not? Ride a little bit more. You want a little bit less more? Yeah, let's do a little more. And then you go, ooh, it's 6 miles. We got to go 6 miles back.
And it was mainly uphill on the way back.
Yeah. And I literally almost, seriously, passed out when
but
we
I
got
think
to
that's
the, remember when
realized.
I got to the truck and I got off the bike? I was like, whoa. It's like once I stopped pedaling, my body kind of went.
What the heck?
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the first signs that you were like, I need to go to the gym more. Didn't you? We started going to the gym more after
right.
that.
And when you realize that you can't ride a bike for 12 miles uphill, you might want to go to the gym.
It's hard because where we're located, my old house was right by a bike path. I didn't have to drive anywhere. So where we live, we have to get to a bike path. It's probably about 4 miles.
Is it that far?
Yeah.
But there's paths in the neighborhood that don't they take you to other paths?
Not any of the big bike paths, no. I've studied the bike paths around here. So you have to drive to the decent bike path, but it seems a little silly to drive to a bike path.
To put your bike in the car
I think it
to drive.
2 years ago, you were out of town, and I'm like, I'm going to go on a bike ride all by myself. And I rode to the bike path, and I rode almost to E-470. And I thought I was going to die on the way home.
Well, you used to actually, you said you would ride your bike.
For hours.
For hours.
Just, that would be my Saturday.
Because I remember the one time you told me, oh, I rode my bike all the way from here to this one spot. And I was like, wow, that's like,
but that
that's
was
like
mainly,
miles. Why are you?
That was mainly flat.
Was it?
Yeah. It was a beautiful
How many
bike
miles
ride.
Was that?
I never calculated it.
Because I was seriously amazed that you were talking about from your house to where you almost used to work.
It's a bike. Like, you're on wheels. There's minimal effort unless you hit a hill.
But when I lived in California, I used to ride my bike down the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place, a seafood restaurant down on the, like, 2 or 3 miles down the beach.
Okay.
And I would ride. That was my treat to myself, that I would ride down there, and I would get a piece of baked fish or whatever, or drink. And then I would ride back to the apartment. And it sort of gave me the incentive to do it because I felt like I was doing something healthy. I was eating something healthy. And that's what I don't notice around here. Like,
there's no food destinations
right,
at the end of these
bike paths. You know what I mean? There's no like, okay, now I'm riding to even the Dairy Queen, which is not a bike.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nothing to ride to, and I don't feel like when you're just pedaling your bike.
I just like the mental break. You're not having to think.
Uh-huh.
You're just enjoying the beautiful.
But you can't hold
nature.
Your iPhone 6 Plus and use it while
That's
you're.
That's why you have Bluetooth headphones.
That's why
Maybe.
I need an Apple Watch.
What's the Apple Watch have to do with it?
Because you could look down at your watch while you're on the bicycle. So you wouldn't have
to
touch
your
phone.
See what time it was?
No, you know the Apple Watch actually is like your phone on your arm.
Oh, gotcha.
So it'll say like...
Could you see that? You would need your glasses.
What? Right?
You would need your glasses to see that small of a screen.
Not if I held it up.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't seen the watch yet.
You're trying
yet.
To justify a $350 watch purchase. I see it. I see
don't
the hamster.
Don't you want one?
No, I don't.
At all? Are you not semi-intrigued by the fact that you could have a watch that you could get your alerts or
I love my big
emails
phone.
Or?
That's like going back down to a small phone. I love my big phone. Have I said that? I love it. Like my work phone is an Android Galaxy 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's too small.
So you don't have any desire for, are you not a gadget person?
I am. I love my phones. I love my phones. I love when there's a new operating system. I love when I get a brand new phone. But the watch itself, and it's not very feminine looking.
Oh, that's true.
It kind of looks like a guy thing.
Well, I do want to complain about the latest update for iPhone.
I think it's sucking my battery.
Yeah, that's what you said. You think it's sucking your battery. I haven't noticed that, but that was your complaint. My complaint was, for whatever reason, every charging cord I have does not work with the latest update. It's kind of like whatever they did to the phone said, nope, that's not an original Apple cord. It is not going to work. So that's
why I bought my Apple cord. I marked it so that you wouldn't accidentally grab it because...
Well, I would have been really in trouble. And people would be in trouble if they were out. You know, if you just ran out of the house and like, oh, I'll just grab my phone and I'll use the charger in the car. And if it's not an Apple charger, you would have been screwed on a cross-country trip. Or, you know what I mean?
You would just have to go to Walmart and get
an Apple charger. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what happened for me. I was working at the casino, and I left my actual Apple charger in the dressing room of the showroom.
Oh, yes.
And they locked the doors. I couldn't get my charger out. So all day long, I was like, I just have to keep off of this. I would actually turn it off. I'd turn the phone off until I wanted to check, because I was so afraid. If this phone dies and I don't have a charger...
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
It's a weird...
Janet
that a,
will be like, hello?
It's a new
hello?
2015 feeling. It's like, my phone is dead!
It's a bad feeling. It really is.
Do you creep out when it starts getting around 15%? 10%?
I haven't seen 15% on this new phone because...
Sorry, the cat's coming out.
Hello, Rain the Cat.
Hello, Rain the Cat.
And I have Butterfly the dog in my lap.
You do.
This could be attack of... The cat dog.
Yeah, I think now Rain's going over and checking out the Butterburger box.
Butterburger box. A Butterburger with
kitty.
My baby. Is he eating it?
Hey, he's licking the box. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I didn't think he liked taste people food.
Pooh Bear was the cat that I raised from birth that doesn't like people food.
Oh, this one might.
Rain was adopted. He probably had people food in his life.
This one probably lived out of a garbage can at one point and...
He is a manly man.
Manly man.
Manly man. Okay. What else are we talking about? Hold on. I have stuff. I feel like we have a place.
You wanted to talk about the 10 worst actors on TV. Was that
I was pretty shocked at this list. I got to say, while you're away, I was watching the Barry Brady Branson.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Brady Branson. So Barry Williams has a show in Branson, Missouri. And the reason I wanted to watch it is because I was at my friend's house one day and the preview came on and it showed like Branson, Missouri, which is where I'm from, if people don't know that, who's listening. And so I'm like, oh, this could be like a cure for that homesickness. But oh my gosh.
It was so bad?
It's just so cheesy. And yeah, his best friends in Branson are the Haygoods, which I grew up watching. In Branson.
What are the Haygoods? For
it's
people that don't know, like the majority of the listeners.
So think Osmonds.
Okay.
So the Haygoods are a family of performers. There's a couple years between each.
They're not the ones Haygood. That have that other show that they sing everything from Branson.
No, that's the Bald Knobbers.
Okay.
See?
The Haygoods and the Bald Knobbers.
Don't forget the Presleys. Yeah, it's awesome. And now you have Greg Brady. And the first episode I watched, Marsha came to town to visit.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did it seem fake?
It kind of did, yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Well, give us an idea of the show.
So the premise of the show is that he comes to town thinking he's going to rock it, and he realizes that there's a lot of work into being successful in Branson.
Uh-huh.
So then he teams up with the Haygoods, and they show him the ropes when it comes to Branson, like the costumes that he needs to have, the effects he needs to have in his show to turn his show into a Branson show.
So what did he show up with? He just came to town and went,
I'm going to have a show.
And he didn't show up with anything?
According to this, the premise.
Now, see, yeah. Doesn't that sound a little fake, too?
It does. Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm just going to go to Branson and be a star.
Right.
Huh. Wait, it's not going to happen like that? Well, where's the Bald Knobbers? How'd they do it?
The Haygoods.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Haygoods. Where's the Haygoods?
Oh, my goodness.
And you saw the Haygoods show when you were a kid?
Yeah, they used to play at Silver Dollar City. That's where they got their start. Silver Dollar City is very similar to Six Flags, Dollywood.
Yeah, they call it Steal Your Dollar City.
Because everything has gotten way expensive as time has progressed. It's like a miniature Disney World,
mm-hmm.
but I think the cost is getting near Disney World costs.
Now, is this one of those typical Branson shows of like, ding a ding ding ding, hey, I got a felt hat on, let me tell a bad joke. Oh, we're going to sing a song now.
Mm-hmm. Which show are you asking about? The Haygoods?
The Haygoods.
No, they're more contemporary. Like, they do more, like, top 40 songs in addition to country songs.
Uh-huh.
Like, they mix some Johnny Cash with some, like, Maroon 5. I haven't seen their show in a long time, but it kind of, they keep it on trend.
Well, whose show am I thinking of? Because that seemed to be like, that was portrayed as every Branson show was like, ding, yeah. ding, 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 hey, y'all, oh, here's a little joke. Okay, let me bring out my singing sister.
That's
okay.
Bald Knobbers.
Okay.
Presley's, yeah. Those are the original Branson type shows.
And they have held on, why?
Well, they haven't really. Like, those original shows are still there. I haven't seen them in years, so maybe they've progressed, but you have more of the different shows now, where there's a Cirque show. There, you know, is now the Haygoods. There's the Barry Williams show.
Boy, we have made that sound like something you need to go see.
I don't know.
Park that RV and get to the Barry Williams show. Mm.
I was laughing at myself for even watching it, but I had to. Because he went to the lake, and the lake in Branson is beautiful. I love Table Rock. But anyway, yeah, I found this article, The 10 Worst Actors Ever on Television. It doesn't include any of the Brady Bunch members.
I was going to say, was Barry Williams in this?
No, okay, no, all right. No. When I clicked on this article, I saw the first person, and my heart broke.
First person.
Kaley Cuoco. Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
And essentially, this article is just saying she's another pretty face. She adds some sex appeal to the show.
But she can't act?
That's what they're saying.
Well,
what do you think? You don't watch Big Bang Theory much.
If there's
nothing else on, you'll watch it.
You're right. And I do think it's funny, but it's just never been my love like you.
I love Sheldon.
But I don't think she's a horrible actress. Because
I don't
there's
either.
There's ones that I think are horrible actresses.
Like Two Girls and a Cupcake or whatever. Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
There's some bad
you
acting.
You hate them.
There's some bad acting. Another friend of mine, when I was working in L.A., we were actually talking about
Two Broke Girls?
No, TV in general. Why a lot of TV is bad now mm-hmm. is because they're not hiring people for their acting skills. It's just the way they look. Like, do you fit the 20-something? Do you fit the hipster look? Do you fit, you know, like the old shows, they used to cast, you know, like if somebody was supposed to be a detective, it looked like he might
Columbo?
Be 40 or 50 years old. Like he's worked his way up the chain.
Perry
to act.
Mason?
Do you know what I mean? Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now these guys are 20 years old, and I am the lead detective in a... You're like, no, you're not. And you're not even believable as an actor.
Are you talking about James Vanderbeek?
No.
You haven't even watched CSI Cyber.
No, but if you want to throw that in there, sure. But that is what bothers me about the CSI, the LA version of the...
You mean NCIS?
You're right, NCIS LA. Because I've never believed those characters.
That Chris O'Donnell...
Is the lead...
With LL Cool J.
And he's come up... No, I just never... But at least with like regular NCIS, you believe that Gibbs is the older
yes.
dude. He worked his way up. They call the guys the newbies. It all fits into place.
Mm-hmm. How's that New Orleans version of NCIS?
I have not seen it yet.
I have not either. With Scott Bakula.
I like that though.
Quantum Leap guy. So, I could see him being
Yeah, but he's another guy that is an older, believable actor. And I just don't think they cast the way. I think they just try to make everything look. Isn't it beautiful pretty. And pretty instead of real world?
Right. Well, CSI Cyber features Patricia Arquette as the lead detective person. Mm-hmm. And then James Vanderbeek's kind of the sidekick.
Well, that would be believable. It's not like she's
that show
some
has really made me think.
Hot 20-year-old.
No. No, she's not.
No.
But that show has really made me think.
About what?
Like the stuff we
don't
make
ourselves.
Don't
post that on the internet.
No, like the first episode, these bad guys hacked into baby cams and they were selling babies to families overseas.
What?
And being like, look at this baby. And
do you like
this?
That's what they say. Like, do you like that one? Take a look at this one and we'll go get it.
Yeah. And then the second one, so there's only been two that I've seen. The second one, someone hacked into a roller coaster and disabled all of the braking system. And someone died.
Well, if think about it, anything that is online somehow, some way,
right,
is
I'm like,
hackable.
Oh my gosh. And that show is based on not true stories, but based on actual
possibilities
events.
Or things.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I've heard people say that there are people that put tape over
their camera.
Cameras, laptop cameras and stuff, so people mm-hmm. cannot tap in and look at your house.
That was on Pretty Little Liars.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. A tapped into one of their laptops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 12. Okay. The next name on the list I didn't know, Jared Gilmore. He's from Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. We don't watch that
one. He looks like he's 10, so leave the kids alone, guys.
Again, back to casting wrong.
Laura Prepon from That 70s Show. She was the redhead.
Oh, I liked her.
Yeah, she was Eric Foreman's love interest on That 70s Show for several reasons, or seasons.
For several reasons, as he says.
But nearly every scene that she was in felt forced and had all of the humor sucked out of it. It isn't clear why she was unable to play Donna well, because her role in Orange is the New Black showed much better acting. Maybe she got some lessons.
Yeah, because I thought she was great in that, and she was actually pretty good in that very short-lived version of it. Remember that Chelsea Handler show that was based on Chelsea?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
She played Chelsea Handler in the Chelsea Handler show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I don't agree with that one totally.
Adrian Grenier from Entourage.
Mm-hmm. I will agree with that.
I never watched Entourage.
Me either, but I've seen him in other things and thought, oh, he's just a pretty face.
Kathy Kaelin Ryan from The Shield.
Don't know what heard, but I loved The Shield. The Shield was a great show.
Nolan Good from Modern Family.
Which one is he?
He plays Luke Dunphy. I think that's the youngest one.
The kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, leave the kids alone. Right?
Well, it's hard to get kid actors.
Jonathan Adute from 24.
Never watched that show, so
me
I don't
either.
Know.
But some people are listening going, no, or yes. Chandler Riggs from The Walking Dead.
That's the kid, right? That
yes,
is the kid.
Again.
I've watched Walking Dead a few times, and I didn't think he was horrible.
This one floored me. Gillian Anderson from The X-Files?
Yes.
You agree?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's because I've always thought she was pretty good, and she's done some movies that she was pretty good in. This sounds like somebody just doesn't like certain.
And the last one is Jerry Seinfeld, which I was shocked, and you said that.
That was
that's common knowledge.
Yeah, that was common knowledge. People used to say that show would have never succeeded had he not been surrounded by great actors.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is that her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
There you go. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She has Old Navy commercials on YouTube that I don't skip the ad because she is hilarious.
Have you seen Veep, her show Veep?
No, but it won some awards where it was nominated, right?
And I'd never watched it before until I started when I was working the cruise ships, going back and forth on the planes. That was one of the shows that you could watch on demand.
Is it funny?
It's very funny.
Okay,
it was
hilarious.
I kind of got like, oh, I want another one. After I watched like the four episodes that was available, I want another one.
She might be my woman crush of the week next week on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
And I had heard this, too, the same thing about Jerry Seinfeld, which I hate to even say this because this person I'm about to speak of is a friend of mine. But I heard the same thing about Roseanne, that Roseanne was just a an okay actress, but it was John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf and the surrounding cast that helped really make the show shine.
We missed her. She was in town.
Yeah, it was when that we had the big giant storm.
I was out of town. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
That was when they said, don't go out of the house unless you have to. I kind of felt bad for
them. And then it, like, sprinkled.
Yeah. It's but everybody had that don't go out of town attitude.
Oh, so you missed this. I had lunch with some of my friends that just moved here from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And when I say Missouri, they moved from, like, small town, 50 oak trees in their front yard, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
They're in urban shock right now. Urban and snow shock.
They hate it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And their little child, he's 8 years old. He's never met a stranger. And now he's here and he still thinks everyone's nice and awesome. And
they are nice and awesome. It's Denver.
No.
They just don't want him talking to people?
Because he'll just talk to anyone.
What's wrong with that?
He would probably get in the car with anyone thinking that they're cool.
Oh. Oh,
like, there's
I see.
No, like, when you grow up in a town last 8 years that had like 200 people.
Mm-hmm. And you knew everybody. And
there were 10 people in your class.
And you knew who the creepy was. Don't go over to Mr. Johnson's house.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Did you have one of those in your town?
No. Not that I know of.
Oh, because I thought everybody had.
I didn't have a lot of freedom. Like, they were like, stay between this light pole and this light pole on your bike and don't go anywhere else.
Really?
I think I was 15 when I finally actually got to start riding my bike around town.
To other neighborhoods or?
Yeah. Like,
well, no wonder
town.
Now you get on your bike and you just ride for hours and hours and hours.
I have freedom.
I am not between two light poles. Ah, now I know. That explains a whole lot about you. I was only allowed to go between this light pole and that light pole. And if I wandered past the second light pole, the devil would get me.
The night police would shoot me.
The night police would shoot. Have we ever talked about that on here?
I think so.
Oh.
Should we recap just in case?
Yeah. So I'll recap the night police.
Of course you'll do it.
It's almost, we're driving one night and it's almost dusk. And
it was pretty dark.
It was not dark. It was dusk. And there was a bicycle in a lane, not even in the street.
It was in the bike lane.
It was in the bike lane. And she goes, what is he doing out so late?
It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Somebody could hit him.
He didn't have any lights on.
And I went, ooh, somebody call the night police and report him for being out past 6. It's like but it was like the way you reacted of like, why is he out so late?
My 80-year-old inside came out. I'm an old soul. I've told you that.
Well, it explains why you always want to go to bed at 8 or 8:30.
Oh, I think we mentioned this on every podcast. It's because I get up early to work out so I can maintain this nice body for you.
Oh, thank you. But you know what I found? What I have found out from, because I, you know, I
What's
do it
up?
In my
yes.
act now. I make so
make
much fun
of,
you it goes over so well. I think it's women over guys. I think women want to go to bed. Like, mm-hmm. It's something in y'all that, like, I'm just going to go to bed and read a book. I'm going to go to bed and have a glass of wine. I'm going to go to bed.
Nobody wants anything from us when we're in bed.
Is that
well,
what?
Most of the time.
But that's what I'm thinking that's what I'm picking up on. Because I'll see guys. They look at the girl or look at, you know, like, oh, that's you. And I pointing that out. At least last week when I was in Vegas, I would always go, you know, I can see y'all. Because they'll look at each other like, that's you.
So I think a lot of women are moms. And you have to admit, moms kind of take the lead in the house and have to do most of the work. And they go to bed to rest so they can run the house the next day.
And get up and be mom
super
police.
Mom, and then possibly have to go to work. I don't understand how people do it.
Oh, yeah.
I have my 8-to-5 job, and I could not be raising children in addition to this.
Well, you do a good job at your day job, and we've done a good job on the podcast.
Is it time?
It is time.
All right.
We have made it.
We have.
We did it. We got through another podcast. We promise we won't wait another month.
No,
I swear.
We won't.
The night police will come and get us if we do. Matter of fact, I think I'm thinking we might want to do a couple this week.
Just to have them
just
in
to
the
have
bank.
Them. Yeah. Seriously. Just since we got some time this week and I'm going to be home and we should do that.
We should reach out to Hank and Petra. They've been wanting to do a Skype
Would
podcast.
They?
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Especially with our new computer. You should tell, we got a new laptop.
We did not go
Janet
out and get
did.
It. Oh my gosh. Laptops have evolved a lot in the last 5 years. That was the last time I bought a laptop.
Uh-huh.
So I walked in thinking, okay, this is what I need, a new laptop, like I did last time.
I'm going to go get a laptop.
Oh my gosh. I was so overwhelmed.
Well, last time you just wanted a laptop. This time you had
some specs.
Yeah.
And so I had to call in reinforcement. My friend Mindy and her husband Daryl are very intelligent when it comes to laptops. And they talked me through everything I'd need it for.
Mm-hmm.
And we narrowed it down to like the top three that would fit. And then we really looked at them. And I think at one point I messaged you and was like, how important is a CD drive? And because it came down to two. And
does this have a CD drive?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
I didn't.
No, because they pointed out, you know, if you need a CD drive, we have an external one you could borrow.
Uh-huh.
If not, they're like 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah. I actually have a portable CD drive that I bought years and years ago.
Most software that you need, it's going to be online for you to download.
Most of stuff, yeah, is digital or MP3 mm-hmm. or Waves or whatever now. So what did you end up...
We have a Lenovo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a two-in-one. But it does have the touch screen, and it does bend over backwards, so it can... I don't even know. It's like a 1.5 is what I keep saying, but that's not a technical term.
It actually, you bend it where it turns into just a touch screen. Like, it stands up like an A-frame, and you can and use it like a just a touch screen.
Yeah,
but
it,
apparently,
I love
it's got bigger... You said it has bigger memory, and it's got a set different sound card in it, because you knew we wanted to record.
Yes, it has a video, like... That works well with video. I don't remember the terminology.
But this is what you specifically got this for, was this is for helping record the podcast.
And our vlogs.
Right. So, IRS, did you hear that? We're writing this bastard off.
Are we?
Oh, I am. I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
I am.
It's on my credit.
Well,
does that mean
I'm going
to
edit that part out. It's going into the home office recording studio.
Oh, babe.
I skipped over that part. All right, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You can find us at wrinkledsheets.podbean.com or find us on Facebook, and we'll have all of our links there. So search Wrinkled Sheets Podcast on Facebook, uh-huh. and you'll find us. Or you can find us, me, I'm Janet Blair, on Facebook and PinkBarb27 on Twitter. And you are Steve Mudflat McGrew.
On Facebook, but at Steve McGrew on Twitter. And tell them to follow our vlog that we started doing
on YouTube. But if you like our Facebook page, you're not going to miss our vlog because we post all of them there.
Well,
so our Facebook page is kind of
home
central. We don't have a website, but that is pretty much our website.
Yeah, we need one. You started one for...
Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.
Yeah.
I know.
We need one. We need to be more professional. I don't even... Somebody asked me the other day about my stand-up. What's your webpage? And I go, Facebook? You don't have a webpage?
You do, but it's not... You don't...
I don't use it. So anyway, that's
it. It's a lot of work to keep up with
a lot of work.
Website.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.